With your local sports update, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. Also, be sure to check us out online at KDWA.com. The Hastings Raiders football team rounded out their 2021 season falling in the section championship game to St. Thomas Academy 28-0 live on KDWA Friday night. The Raiders then wrapped up their season with their team banquet on Sunday, coming together one final time as a team. We also wrapped up the season with Suburban Maroon Coach of the Year Dana Strain as we look back at this tremendous 10 games. There's no doubt this was a season to remember.
It was a great year and a very fun year, a fun group of kids, and they did play well, and I thought they got better as the year went along, which extremely proud of that. I think against St. Thomas in the second one here, I think in a lot of ways they played extremely well, played tough, played physical, accepted the challenge and went in there to win. And so just a special group and a lot of fun memories along the way. So it's one of the things that isn't very fun about coaching is when you have to step away and let them go on to that next step of their journey. You don't get to coach them anymore. But it's worth it because of the joys that you get when you're with them. And this was an awfully special and an awfully fun group.
Words really can't express what this senior football group not only meant to Coach Strain, but the entire community.
It was a neat group, and you're right. It's always kind of one of the fun things about coaching and being a part of teams is how do they come together? How do they grow together? And sometimes the things that you experience in the season are things that galvanize you and bring you closer together, whatever the case may be. It's a ton of fun from the coaching perspective because you're with them all the time. So you're right. Many of the memories that you have are legitimately from the practice field, from the meeting rooms. And I don't just mean the hard work that goes into it, but just the goofiness that you see, how they respond positively to the toughest of situations. And you worry about them. Are they going to bounce back from a loss? And you get in there on Monday and they're smiling in an appropriate way. They're not happy that they lost, but they're just so resilient. And so that's what's so fun about being around the kids as a coach, and this group certainly no different. They were fun. I think early on I started to sense that this is a pretty neat group in terms of how they go about their business. They're not rah-rah. They take care of their business. So that was fun to learn about them, and that carried all the way through. They're a close group. You had a hard time dragging them off the field. And then in between you got all those memories, and like I said, just the one-on-one conversations you have with the player down on the field, in the meeting room, watching them interact together. Kids, anytime you give them a little food or a snack or a shirt, they go crazy. So those are the things that you remember, and those are the things that make it so fun and so special. And then the games themselves this year with this group were so fun too, because they played so exceptionally well, and just an all-around very fun season. And I heard that from a lot of fans too. Just fun was the word to watch them compete, and it was. And I said it to the guys several times pre-games, I can't wait to watch you play. It was truly an honor and a privilege and a lot of fun to watch them.
When did Coach Strain know that this group had the chance to be really special?
Yeah, I don't know about new. I think that is sort of a process in itself. I'll tell you what, in the second half against Chanhassen, I learned a lot about our kids, and that was the start of, you knew there was some courage there and some fight, and so that was impressive. Then you go, when we had a chance to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the state championship, and those guys are down on the field, and then lo and behold, against Simley, we play one of our best games of the season, and that made you start to think that, hey, this group is starting to come along a little bit. And then in the second half, the way we started to really click in all phases, would take care of teams early that, you know, were big games going in, and we would play so exceptionally well early on in the first half that, you know, you go down to Bloomington Jefferson and play so well there against them on the road, and really kind of end that thing at the half. So just moments along the way that you learn a little bit more, and they just kind of kept building upon themselves. And then by the end, boy, once we got on this roll here the last few weeks where we were clicking offensively and defensively, that's when you knew that we were an awfully good football team. And, you know, we got our shot against STA here, and we belong, man. We tell you what, it was 7-0 at half. Our kids fought their tails off, and it was a special group. But when I learned it, it was just kind of through the year with some moments there along the way.
Coach Strain also mentioned that final game in the Section 3-5A championship where the Raiders fell 28-0, but it was 7-0 at halftime, and the Raiders played much better than the first time around. The Raiders just didn't give up.
They didn't. I knew early on, and you oftentimes do get a sense pretty early on in a game of how you match up, how your kids are going to play. And I knew early on that our kids had come to play and that they were going to play well. I had a good sense going into the game, some of the pregame stuff that I saw, some of the meeting room stuff that I saw prior to the game, the week of practice leading up to the game. It's easy to talk about coming back when a team got after you the first time, 41-7, whatever it was. It's easy to talk about, hey, you got to believe it. But it's another thing to actually believe it and put the work in. And then you don't play as well as we did if you don't really believe. So that fact alone, that our kids believed and they went up there to win the football game and they played as well as they did, I was awfully, awfully proud of them. I knew early on we were going to have a shot, and that's all that you can ask. And really, ultimately, it got away at the end, but you're talking a couple of plays along the way, and not just the obvious ones, but just one tackle where their ball carrier keeps it going, and instead of a 2-yard gain, it's a 5-yard gain, and that means they get a first down instead of a punt. Just little things along the way. This game was a lot closer to being even closer yet, and that's a testament to our kids and their belief and how well they played.
There's an old adage that you win with class and you lose with grace, and that's exactly what the Raiders did on Friday night, falling in the section championship but winning the runner-up trophy. After the captains came across the field with that runner-up trophy, the hugs, handshakes, and tears started to flow. Those moments between coaches and players are always private, but mean a ton to Coach Strain.
Well, it's always very powerful. It's awfully meaningful. It's a special deal. It's not always a lot of fun because it's heartbreaking. You see some tears in kids' eyes because you know that they know it's over, and it's a very emotional time, but it's a very heartfelt time, and it's a very special time, and it's a pretty private conversation, obviously, with each kid, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. And so it's always a cool deal, and certainly no less so with this group.
The community support again throughout this season has been absolutely fantastic.
It's unbelievable. This community is so supportive, and the fans, the community, and then our student body is second to none. You know, I had some family that were there, and they said, I tell you what, the crowd was into it. They were fun to be a part of. So it wasn't just a bunch of people there to watch. They were into the game, making noise, being supportive. Our kids feed off of that. It really is unbelievable. You look around, it's not commonplace to have what we've got. We appreciate it, and we don't take it for granted, and it's a pretty special deal, and it is so much a part of what makes high school football what it is and as special as it is. And I go back to talking to my leaders early in the year about why football, and they talk about how special this sport is, that it's just unlike any other in its own way. And so it's just such a neat community deal, particularly here in Hastings.
This has been your local sports update on KDWA AM and FM. I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. KDWA Hastings.